Welcome to The Digital Edge with Sharon Nelson and Jim Calloway. Your hosts, both legal technologists, authors, and lecturers, invite industry professionals to discuss a new topic related to lawyers and technology. You're listening to Legal Talk Network.
Welcome to the 188th edition of The Digital Edge, Lawyers and Technology. We're glad to have you with us. I'm Sharon Nelson, president of Sensei Enterprises, an information technology, cybersecurity, and digital forensics firm in Fairfax, Virginia.
And I'm Jim Calloway, director of the Oklahoma Bar Association's Management Assistance Program. Today, our topic is ABA Tech Show 2024, a preview from the co-chairs. So none of you will be surprised that our guests today are the co-chairs of ABA Tech Show 2024. Cynthia Thomas is proprietor of PLMC & Associates, a consultancy firm specializing in law firm management. The company excels in providing expert guidance on human resources and financial operations and management, specifically tailored to the needs of the small and medium-sized law firms. Cynthia is also the regional manager at Offutt Kerman, an AmLaw 200 law firm located in Los Angeles. Cynthia co-authored the seventh edition of the American Bar Association's best-selling book, Law Office Policies, Procedures, and Operations Manual, in 2022. She sits on several committees within the ABA Law Practice Division and the GP Solo Division, as well as being a member of the Association of Legal Administrators Professional Development Committee. Sophia Lingos is the founding and managing attorney of Trident Legal, a Boston-based law firm that provides innovative, transactional legal services to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and startups in diverse industries throughout all stages of growth. Lingos also teaches law practice management and access to justice at Northeastern University School of Law, has served as the director of the Community Business Clinic, and teaches law practice technology at Chase College of Law. She is actively involved with numerous professional and philanthropic organizations where she holds various leadership positions. She's widely published and an invited speaker in the national arena on the topics of law practice management, entrepreneurship, innovation, access to justice, and business law. Thanks for joining us today, Cynthia and Sophia.
Thank you so much for inviting us. We are delighted to be here.
Hi, Sharon and Jim. Thank you so much for having us today. And wow, 188 episodes. I've been a longtime listener, and it's very exciting to be on your podcast today.
Well, we're delighted to have you both with us. Let's start, Cynthia, by maybe having you tell us about yourself and how you got involved with ABA Tech Show.
Well, thanks, Sharon. Jim pretty much summed it up in my bio there. I don't know where you got that bio from, but it was pretty darn good. Basically, I am the owner of a law firm management consulting firm in Southern California, providing 20 plus years of legal management and operation solutions to lawyers and law firm. I recently took on a side job or main job as the regional administrative manager of an AM 200 law firm, Offutt Kerman in Los Angeles. And because I have nothing else to do in my spare time, I am an active member of the ABA Law Practice Division, where I sat on numerous committees and chaired several different committees. And lo and behold, I thought a couple of years ago, I guess, when I was last year vice co-chair, I'm like, tech show. I'm very fascinated and always been, you know, excited about legal technology and operations and making law firms run smoothly. So it's like, this is a board I need to chair. So lo and behold, I'm here this year with my co-chair, Sophia, affectionately known as Coco. You will hear that term if you're in Chicago. You will hear it. We are in it to win it. We are going to have an exciting time. And we're just looking forward to talking to you today and giving you a preview of what's coming. When is it? February 2024.
It'll be here before you know it. Sophia, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with ABA Tech Show?
I was a new young attorney. I'd started my own practice, and I really was excited about the idea of how you could do things in a better way. And I also had the privilege of creating a law practice management course at Northeastern University School of Law. And this adjunct position did not come with conference fees. And so as a new young attorney, it was a little bit of a stretch, but I had heard such amazing things about this ABA Tech Show conference. You must attend. And so I did. And it was absolutely amazing. Every single thing from the moment you walked into all the notes that I still look back on, and a fun side story that Sharon may or may not remember, but there's also a thing that back then was called Dine Arounds. And nowadays we call it Taste of Tech Show. And Sharon Nelson, which is a big deal, had invited me to her dine around. And unbeknownst to anyone in my family, I was very newly pregnant and very sick. And so just to make it to Tech Show was a really big deal. And I was so excited about this dine around experience. And I called this Sharon Nelson and I said, thank you so much for having me. And this is incredibly awkward, but I am in my room. I am incredibly sick. I'm so sorry to take up a space at your dine around, but I'm not going to make it. And I'm now telling you before my family, I am actually pregnant. And Sharon Nelson happens to be one of the first people in the world, besides my cheese guy, who just figured it out when I was inquiring about what types of cheese one might or might not eat. Was the first one at Tech Show because of the dine around experience. And back then, Sharon, again, I don't know if you remember this, but gave me such kind words of advice and encouragement. And I was so overwhelmed. And that's just a really great example about the relationships you form. Again, now here I am as Tech Show chair, something I could have never imagined that first year where I was scrapping together money to be able to afford to attend a conference out of town. And it's not just the valuable experiences that you have in each of the sessions, but also the relationships you make. And now as chair, I'm also now on the podcast with you. So just full circle.
I always knew you were a very special lady, and I'm glad that everything worked out so well for you. I did feel bad for you feeling so badly, but it was totally understandable. And it's been nice to have a friendship that's lasted for so many years, as we all have done with people that we know from Tech Show.
Sophia, you're not the only one who ended up confessing some of your personal secrets to Sharon. It's a talent of hers. I just want you to know.
You told her too, Jim, about your first pregnancy. My goodness.
Okay, Cynthia, this is what we call a softball question. Why don't you tell our audience what ABA Tech Show is and why they should attend?
Well, if you don't know, you're going to know now. Basically, ABA Tech Show is more than just a conference and an expo. It is one of the most highly and most anticipated events that takes place each year in the lovely city of Chicago. It's going to be exciting this year. But for those who really don't know, let me just tell you, it's not just a conference. It's a gathering spot in real life where lawyers and legal professionals and legal tech enthusiasts, they come together, they unite, they explore and talk about the latest practical cutting-edge technologies designed to enhance the practice of law. And so this year, we're gearing up for the 39th annual Tech Show in 2024, February to be exact, starting on the Day of Love, Valentine's Day. And this is going to be a really fantastic show because we're going to take everything that we've learned in the past 38 years and we are going to fast forward it into really coming to you with the future and providing you with top-notch quality education that allows attorneys, for those of us who live in these CLE states, to not only gather and meet with your colleagues, but you can get MCLE credit, which is very important for a lot of us when we're trying to scrap up money and get our firms to pay for us to attend. So for those young attorneys, this is a perfect opportunity to, you know, to come to Tech Show. And like I said, it's really where everyone just comes together and they just join and talk about legal technology and have the captivating discussions that surrounds the practice of law and where the law is headed today, because there is so much has changed in the last 38 years since we started. And we're just going to continue talking discussions and taking it further in 2024.
Well, that sounds wonderful. But tell us, it's your chance now, Sophia. Tell us who should attend ABA Tech Show.
Everyone should be attending Tech Show. No, but honestly, anyone practicing or interested in the law, law students, academics, law clerks, judges. In fact, we have a judge on our board this year, which means litigators. We've got great litigators on our board who are making sure that there's amazing litigation tracks. I'm a transactional attorney. I can't imagine not being there with all the changes that are taking place from a technology standpoint. doesn't matter firm size, small firms, big firms, medium-sized firms, regardless of your role in the firms. If you're a sole practitioner, if you're going out on your own, not just as, you know, going out from maybe getting out of law school, but maybe you're leaving a firm and you want to do your own thing, definitely law firm leaders, people who are making decisions on behalf of their firms, buyers on behalf of their firms, technologists, and also don't forget about legal tech entrepreneurs. We have a really cool, rich environment of legal tech individuals. We have a thing called Startup Alley, which gives people the ability to apply. In fact, right now you can go and see if you can qualify to take part in our startup pitch, which is on Wednesday. And those individuals actually get free booth space if you are a winner, which is a really cool thing, along with a number of other perks. But it's a great opportunity for legal tech entrepreneurs to network. Or maybe you're just a lawyer who's always thought that you might have a legal tech solution. And so this is definitely the place for you to come and be able to network and pick people's brains and learn everything that you need to know about what's going on in the world, what's coming up in the world, and how you can incorporate legal technology into the practice of law.
Cynthia, what else can attendees expect this year at ABA Tech Show?
Well, like Sophia sums it up, we are going to have so much fun and it's going to be an invigorating experience. So starting the opening with the startup competition, it's going to be an amazing event where you can learn about a lot of the new cutting edge companies that are out there providing legal solutions to help us practice law in these, I call them challenging times, because things are just ever so moving so quickly. We need to provide access to justice and things of that nature, and just make sure that everyone has that opportunity to, if you're a lawyer, be able to practice law and service your clients in the most efficient manner. Or, you know, if you are a legal entrepreneur, be able to converse with other legal tech gurus. We put a lot of time and effort into this show this year. We had so many submissions from various esteemed colleagues and faculties throughout the U.S. and even outside of the U.S. who wanted to speak at this event. And so this year, the sessions are going to be rich and dynamic. We're going to have tons of MCLE sessions, a plethora of at-the-party fun, events, and dinners. So the learning just doesn't stop during the day. The learning continues at night. And I just don't want to tell you too much about it, because we have a lot more to tell you when I talk about the evening sessions, which is going to be so fun and dynamic. But really, all the attendees are going to really come away this year is with, I like to say, not only a wealth of knowledge, they're going to walk away with new friendships, new colleagues, an action plan to go, which is really going to help you leave a conference and be able to implement some of the things that you learned at a conference, which oftentimes you don't often get that when you attend other conferences. You get a lot of, I call it the high overview of what's happening in the legal world, but how does that relate to you? Come to Tech Show and you're going to find ways to implement and make the things that you learn and witness and experience relatable to your law firm the very next day you walk back into your office.
Before we move on to our next segment, let's take a quick commercial break.
Be the best resource you can for your Spanish-speaking clients with the Spanish Group's Legal Translation Service. Experienced translators ensure accurate translation of your documents with same-day delivery. Confidentiality is ensured, and the Spanish Group guarantees acceptance for certified translations. All that, and their rates are competitive. If you need other languages, the Spanish Group translates in over 140 languages. Mention Legal Talk 20 when you request your quote for 20% off your first translation. Visit thespanishgroup.org.
Delegate out those tasks that take up your time. Staffy can help you with your legal, administrative, marketing, and even client-facing workload. Hiring Staffy's top-notch bilingual virtual staff means Staffy does the recruiting, hiring, and training for you. Then, if you need a change, Staffy handles it. You get to concentrate on your strategic work. Schedule a free consultation at staffy.cc. That's STAFI.cc, and get $500 off with code HAPPY24.
Welcome back to the Digital Edge on the Legal Talk Network. Today, our subject is ABA Tech Show 2024, a preview from the co-chairs. Our guests today are the co-chairs of ABA Tech Show 2024. Cynthia Thomas is the proprietor of PLMC & Associates, a consultancy firm specializing in law firm management. The company excels in providing expert guidance on human resources and financial and operations management, specifically tailored to the needs of small and medium-sized firms. Cynthia is also the regional manager at Offit Kerman, an Am Law 200 law firm located in Los Angeles. Sophia Lingos is the founding and managing attorney of Trident Legal, a Boston-based law firm that provides innovative transactional legal services to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and startups in diverse industries throughout all stages of growth. Sophia also teaches law practice management and access to justice at Northeastern University School of Law, and has served as the director of the Community Business Clinic and teaches law practice technology at Chase College of Law. All right, Sophia, so is there anything new this year that we should be very excited about?
So we have a lot of new speakers this year, which is incredibly exciting. And we were lucky to have so many amazing submissions. It was a really hard decision to figure out who was going to speak this year. But we were really looking at topics, timely topics, relevant topics, things that are happening right now. And so from a topical standpoint, you really want to be here to learn all the new things. This year, we're really working to build the tech show experience, and we're curating these experiences for the individual attendees. So we're going to be assisting you in, you know, labeling and determining who you are. We're building out tags so you can be thinking through what you're looking to find, and hopefully that will help you navigate all the exciting things that are taking place. Next year's the Big 40, and so we're making sure to bring back favorites like 60 and 60. We're definitely including more hands-on workshops. We're looking at the feedback that has been provided over many years to make sure that you're walking away with something tangible. We will be organizing a group to provide some national guidance on the emerging field of artificial intelligence, similar to what we did last year with regards to different practice areas. We're always focusing on lawyer wellness. There's going to be a lot of fun that's going to be taking place. And we're actually creating a workbook that's going to help everyone strategically navigate Tech Show. And so it's going to be something that you will receive in advance. It's going to be available through the app. It'll be available online. And it's something that we hope that you take an opportunity to kind of fill out as you go through your days. And then we're going to actually have a workshop to digest that all on Saturday. So there's going to be lots of opportunities for networking, figuring out how to grow your practice, looking at all these new tech tools. Never forget how much is going on downstairs in the expo hall. We have some really amazing people who are going to be showcasing all the new things that are coming out on their end. So yeah, there's a lot of new things that you should be excited about this year.
What happens during the evenings after all the sessions are complete, Cynthia, if you can tell us?
Of course, Jim, most certainly. So after all the sessions, yes, you may be tired because you would have received so much information. And we know sometimes you go to conferences and the first thing you want to do is like head back to your room, check your email, maybe have a drink or dinner or go to sleep. But no. You cannot do that, because if you do that, you are going to totally miss out on all the excitement, because the learning doesn't stop during the daytime. When the daytime sessions conclude, the learning does not stop. Evenings is where the real fun begins. So you can choose to join one of the dine arounds at the Taste of Tech Show dinners, where you can have lively, engaging conversations about what else other than legal tech. And I would not have imagined, but many, many years ago when I first attended, I'm like, okay, this is not going to be fun. I mean, I talk about legal tech all day long. How much fun, more fun can it be? But when you have like-minded people who are so involved and so immersed with all the different technology, it's like being a kid in a candy store. It's like, oh my gosh, there's others that like me, that get me, who are really passionate about it. So yes, the dinners, not only do we have, as the ABA, we have our Taste of Tech Show, but a lot of our exhibit hall vendors are going to be sponsoring parties. So yes, the nights are going to be brimming with excitement, engaging in conversations about all things legal, legal tech, AI, the future of law, all the things that when you're amongst some of your other colleagues outside the legal tech industry, they're looking at you like, you're a little techie. But no, this is the time where we can really shine and have a vibrant evening of gatherings and conversations. And these conversations, they don't just stop when tech show is complete. They continue on. And some of the greatest relationships that I have experienced over my course of years have come from hanging out after the sessions at tech show. So definitely want to make sure you do not hit that hotel elevator and go back to your room, but grab a cup of coffee and head out for a night of evening of fun.
It sounds like a blast. Sophia, I'll bet you there are some people out there who are wondering, do attendees need to arrive by Wednesday and stay through Saturday? Is that an imperative?
Recommended. So we're giving you advance notice. You have officially 111 days, 23 hours, 28 minutes, and as of right now, 50, 49, 48 seconds. But there is a lot that's going on. So why? Let's talk show. So when you arrive on Wednesday, don't forget it's Chicago. It's a vibrant city. Bring your family, bring your kids. There's so much to do. We will definitely be building some stuff up on the website. So if there's other people who are coming with you, or if you do other things, but as Cindy just mentioned, there are, from when you get up until you go to bed, things for you to do as a participant of the conference. On Wednesday evening, starting at 5 o'clock, we have the Startup Alley pitch. This started off as something small. Now we've had to move it because it's so well attended. It's so exciting. This is where we get to hear about the people who are creating these tools and technologies, what the future of legal technology is really going to look like. And so I highly recommend that you get there in time for the Startup Alley pitch. From there, you get to go downstairs and the vendors open up. The vendor reception begins. You get to start collecting your swag. You can pick up your passport for prizes, start moving around, and really getting a lay of the land about where the vendors are located and figuring out who you want to visit. The vendor hall is a big part of the experience, and you really want to have a plan and not miss out. We kick off Thursday morning pretty early if you're a yogi, or if you're not a yogi and you just want to come and take a few group breaths, I recommend that you join us for Thursday morning yoga. We have breakfast available, and we're going to be kicking off the actual conference speakers with a futures welcome panel, talking about where we're going within the law. We get into our sessions, we have lunch, we have vendor breaks, and that evening, as part of the conference, we're going to have the Taste of Tech Show dinners, and so that gets us through Thursday. Both Thursday and Friday evening, we're also going to have a little bit of an after party. We'll be providing more information about what that looks like on the website. If yoga is not your speed, maybe the 5K is on Friday morning. Again, you can walk, you can run, and I hear there might be free t-shirts. T-shirts are a big thing. Woo-hoo! There are a few available last year at Tech Show, and so if you get up on Friday morning to run the 5K, there is a board member who I believe is trying to make sure that you're going to qualify for one of those free t-shirts. So your 5K followed by breakfast. We're going to have a really amazing keynote speaker. Stay tuned to hear who that person is going to be. Lots and lots of sessions to fill your day. It's going to be hard to choose. We have 8 different sessions happening at the same time for every single block of time. I personally don't even know which ones I'm going to attend. I didn't even know if I wanted to speak because I was like, but if I'm speaking during this session, I'd really want to go see this person. And so I don't know how you're going to make your decision, but lots of amazing people. Vendor breaks, we're going to have the Artificial Intelligence Lawyering Task Force. That evening is the big celebration of Tech Show. Huge party. You stay Friday night. You're going to have a lot of fun. And then waking up on Saturday morning for 60 and 60, we're going to have action plans to go. That's where we're really going to be taking that workbook and helping you figure out how you're going to use all of your new knowledge after you leave Tech Show in your practice. So yes, from when you arrive on Wednesday until you leave on Saturday, or maybe stay through the whole weekend, you should definitely try and make it for the entire conference.
What should attendees know if it is their first time attending ABA Tech Show, Cynthia?
Well, if it's your first time attending, you are definitely in great hands, because the ABA Tech Show family, we are welcoming and inviting. So once you arrive, the moment you step through the door, you're going to be welcomed with a warm welcome with our concierge. And we're going to make sure not only is your visit is informative, but you're going to have a lot of fun. So unlike sometimes when you go to other conferences or other events and you have that new attendee ribbon and you're like, oh my gosh, now everyone knows I'm not part of the group. not a problem here. You're going to be welcomed by some of our ABA former tech show chairs who are diehards. They are going to love and just love to talk with these individuals and make them very welcome and show them the lay of the land, as well as some of our LP active members. Once again, we are a very tight-knit group, and we love welcoming new people and getting new colleagues to be able to talk about and share our experiences over the last 30 plus years of legal tech, and to continue this relationship as things go and navigate throughout the entire show. One thing that new attendees can also look forward to is having someone to assist them in just navigating. This person will be able to ask questions and make sure they feel right at home. And by the time Saturday rolls around, these new attendees are going to have so much fun with their new family members and obtain so much knowledge. It's just going to be one of those things where it's like, so sad to go, because although I just met you, I cannot wait to next year or the 40th and come back again, because that is what Tech Show is all about. It's the community that is created. It's, we welcome everyone, and we want to make sure that you have a great time, because I cannot count the number of people that I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in X number of years. And where do I see them each year? At the ABA Tech Show. So definitely have things for the new attendees, as well as those who have diehards and come time and time again. And I'm sure you're going to be there, right, Chip?
You bet it. I'm excited about speaking at Tech Show this year. Before we move on to our next segment, let's take a quick commercial break.
Filing court documents, serving legal papers, collecting electronic signatures, all critical parts of the litigation process. Yet, ones that are time-consuming and error-prone. But what if you could do more straight from your case or document management software? InfoTrack automates data entry, document selection, tracking, and information syncing across all these core tasks and more by integrating with your core systems like Clio, Smokeball, Leap, MyCase, and others. Spend more time on substantive legal work and less time on busy work. Learn how simple it can be at infotrack.com/simple.
Welcome back to the Digital Edge on the Legal Talk Network. Today, our subject is ABA Tech Show 2024, a preview from the co-chairs. Cynthia Thomas is the proprietor of PLMC & Associates, a consultancy firm specializing in law firm management. The company excels in providing expert guidance on human resources and financial and operations management, specifically tailored to the needs of small and medium-sized law firms. Sophia Lingos is the founding and managing attorney of Trident Legal, a Boston-based law firm that provides innovative transactional legal services to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and startups in diverse industries throughout all stages of growth. So, Sophia, is there a theme for this year's tech show?
We found that we're really focusing on that's so ripe for disruption within the legal industry is artificial intelligence. So you're going to see a lot of things that are titled AI. Make sure you read the entire description, because AI is coming up in so many different areas of the practice. There's a lot of opportunity for us to figure out, you know, how AI is going to continue to be regulated and what the next role of AI within our profession is. So AI is something that you're going to see very thematically throughout Tech Show this year.
With so many different legal tech conferences, why should one go to ABA Tech Show, Cynthia?
Well, Jim, I am so glad you asked me that, because there are a lot of tech conferences brimming now. And with the amount of technology conferences out there, attendees are looking to see where can they spend their tech dollars. But the ABA Tech Show is definitely one you should not miss. I mean, come on, for 38 years, we've been doing this. So we know a little bit about illegal tech. And actually, we have been like, I would like to call us the forerunners, because we have been copied. People are trying to emulate us. But no, the ABA Tech Show is designed, starting with our board. We have a diverse board of not only practicing attorneys, we have judges, we have educators, we have people who are involved in developing legal tech. So it's not only from our board, but it stems into our panel, where we took a lot of time over our summer retreat, gathering and going through numerous submissions to make sure we have a diverse panel of faculty to speak to the tech show attendees. And these are well-known figures in the legal tech realm, practicing attorneys, judges, legal educators. So this diverse group is going to provide content developed for practicing lawyers, those who are involved in legal management and tech decisions, and those who are in the legal technology space arena, where they're just creating new content and new technology for the practice of law. So definitely it's a standout committee and a standout panel, and it is one of the forerunners. And I would like to say it is a standout show. So you definitely do not want to miss it.
Well, we sure want to thank you for joining us today, Cynthia and Sophia. Jim and I, of course, are past Tech Show chairs, and we couldn't be more enthused about ABA Tech Show each year as it comes along. And your enthusiasm is absolutely infectious. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon and Jim, so much. And please save the date, February 14th through the 17th. We hope to see you all in Chicago.
And that does it for this edition of The Digital Edge, Lawyers and Technology. And remember, you can subscribe to all of the editions of this podcast at LegalTalkNetwork.com or on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoyed our podcast, please rate us in Apple Podcasts.
Thanks for joining us. Goodbye, Ms. Sharon.
Happy trails, cowboy.
Thanks for listening to The Digital Edge, produced by the broadcast professionals at Legal Talk Network. Join Sharon Nelson and Jim Calloway for their next podcast covering the latest topic related to lawyers and technology. Subscribe to the RSS feed on LegalTalkNetwork.com or in iTunes. The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own and do not represent the views of, nor are they endorsed by, Legal Talk Network, its officers, directors, employees, agents, representatives, shareholders, and subsidiaries. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer.